Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Good, Bill. Doing well. I sort of take you back to the fifth offensive drive. That was your first touchdown drive. And I wanted to ask you, when you bring Solder in as the eligible, receiver on the second play, why is that the what were you looking for there? Because it seemed like things really started going there when you rolled with that for a few consecutive plays.
It's been a pretty productive grouping for us all year because we can do a few different things out of it. And so, we're just looking for, the matchup versus the Chiefs of a 3-4 defense, things like that, and then, the ability to run, play action, drop back pass. We can do a lot of different things, screen out of that grouping. And so it's been good, and it proved to be pretty decent for us last night.
Specific to Nate, I mean, what is he doing out of that? I mean, is he lining up in basically the same spot? How versatile is he?
He's including him in that group of tight ends because that's what what he's been playing in that grouping. He's a versatile guy. He's got good intelligence, as does Rob, as does Aaron. So you can move those guys around pretty well.
So I apologize if I missed the. If this has been asked, I missed the beginning of this. Tom mentioned today the difficulties of getting the ball to the outside receivers and how maybe he should have done a better job of that. Did you see, looking back in the film, and were guys open, and did Tom just not see them, or what could have been better there?
We have to do a better job of starting the game, with better plays, with better execution. And before we go any further, you really got to give Romeo and Kansas City, the defense there, a lot of credit. They came in and played a really good game and did some things that were really good against what we were doing. And so, we've got to continue to do, go out and execute and have good plays and have good practices and start the game faster. And I believe we adjusted well during the game, in the first half, in the first quarter, the second, going into the second quarter, and then obviously into the second half, we played better, and we just have to start faster.
But just as far as specifically to getting the ball to the, to players other than, say Gronkowski, what needs to be better as far as getting it to some of the outside receivers? I mean, is it more, trusting that they're going to be open at one-on-one coverage, or what is it specifically?
It all works together, Ian. It's the protection. It's the route, the coverage that we see versus that route. It's not just the outside receivers aren't open, or it's not just that Tom missed them. It's a combination of maybe something flashed in front of his eyes that he liked better than what took him to the rest of the read. So it's just a combination of a lot of factors that I think ironed itself out as the game went on and was a little bit better, but obviously it's something that we're going to work on and continue to work on.
Bill, I was wondering, just in terms of play action, what makes it work? And inside a game, does the fact that your running game is effective have actually anything to do with that?
It definitely goes hand in hand, in our opinion. In order to have a decent play action game, you've got to be able to run the ball and do the best you can to make those two things look alike. And I think our guys really, we work on it a lot, and our guys really believe in it. And everybody works together there on that, the quarterback, his faking, the back's faking, and the offensive line, coming off the ball and things like that. So it all works together, and I really believe that was something that we did a pretty decent job of last night.
When, just as a follow-up, once you get that out on film, you can use it, I presume you can use it without actually having an effective running game, because people are still going to have seen you do it enough to bite into it at least early, or buy into it enough early.
There's probably a certain, there's some truth to what you're saying, but at the end of the day, you've got to be able to run the ball to make that as effective as you want it to be.
This is a follow-up, I guess. Tom's been lauded for his ability to hide the ball in that type of situation. Is that something you'd agree with? He kind of makes it work at the get-go there?
He's a very good, mechanical quarterback, and part of that is obviously the play action. He takes pride in all that, and again, they all work together. The backs are doing, they did a good job of that, and the line, it's all working in conjunction with each other.
Bill, obviously a lot of people are focusing on starting fast, trying to start better. But you guys do seem to get it together somewhere around, second quarter or to start the second half, and it's kind of been that way over the last month. When you're calling plays, is the only time you have to kind of go back and relook at things, is that when the defense is on the field, or how do you kind of get a hold of things while the game is going on?
We all communicate as a staff, and especially you'd say you would notice that between series. Obviously, we communicate with Bill first and foremost, and then communicate with Dante. And for this year, we've done a good job of that, and the players have done a good job of that. And so, after the first series of the game, there's not a lot of adjusting to go on. It's more, let's continue with the game plan and get some more plays on this docket here before we, start adjusting things. So I think that's a little bit blown out of proportion. And at the end of the day, for the most part this year, we've been a productive offense, and we just need to get better at the beginning of these games and execute better and coach better.
Bill, were the Chiefs doing anything different to Wes last night? It looked like he had, at least from the outside, looked like he had a relatively quiet evening.
He did, but for Wes, a lot of those things, quiet as it relates to catches, obviously he had only two catches, but he does so many other things that help our offense. If you go back, I don't know if you guys watched the tape, but if you go back and watch it, he was blocking extremely well and helped us in the running game. We rushed for 157 yards. Some of that was because of him, and how well he blocked. And so, obviously the Chiefs had a good game plan, and they did a good job for most of the night, and we were able to make some plays as the game wore on, and it ended up being pretty good.
Bill, you had the chance to see Shane Vereen finally carry the ball in a game situation. How important is to have a chance to see that aside from just practices? And what did you think of what little opportunity you did have? How do you feel like he was able to perform?
Shane's a bright young player who has worked hard. Came back from an injury in the preseason with his hamstring, and has worked hard to get back in there. And along with Danny and Benny last night, all three of those guys, had solid games. So, again, that's a solid position for us.
And if you could look forward to the Eagles a little bit, I don't know if you had a chance to check them out, but their corners specifically are all, big name Pro Bowl type guys. I'm wondering what you see from them.
Yeah, exactly right. They're definitely as advertised. We all know about Asante, and he's a very instinctive player, makes a lot of plays on the ball, and Nnamdi, is also in the same category. Different skill sets, different types of players, but both very productive players. Their front four, they actually play a bunch of guys up front. Eight, nine guys they play up front are all very, explosive players, play very hard and play really well in that system. And the linebackers, you'd say the same about them too. So we got a big challenge on a short week, and we got to get rolling here tomorrow in practice.
Bill, last week, Chad Ochocinco had the two catches. One was a long one against the Jets. This game, a little quieter. How do you put your finger on that with Chad?
Chad was in there last night. I think he had 11 or 12 snaps, and the snaps that he was in there, he did what he was supposed to do. And, at times, just like in any game with any play, the read of the play didn't always take us to his route. And, again, we're just going to continue to build with him in practice, and hopefully in the games it'll show up more than it has or more than it did last night.